How is this tour different from the other tours? I mean, Styx tours a lot. So what makes this different?
You know, you would think that the differences would be of a subtle nature at this point. But I think we're very excitable people. And when something strikes us as being, you know, a way to elevate our show, just that little nudge higher, we all get very excited by that. And we are quite confident in the belief that that's what happened on this tour, because we really are with two other bands that are absolutely at the top of their game. I mean, Don Felder has got an absolutely tremendous band with him and is performing so well. And it's really a misnomer to say he's a special guest, because he's such a part of this tour that he's the bonus factor that seems to, you know, really excite people as far as their money's worth goes when they get to sing all those great Eagles songs that he was part of. And then, of course, Foreigner, well, they've taken a few years to retool, let's call it that, to the point where now they're a slick, you know, functioning, performing spectacle, you know. So they're really great. And, you know, without sounding too boastful, I think we're able to hold our own and then some. It's kind of the way I describe it. At least that's what we aim for every night. And audiences are going away very enthusiastic after, you know, nearly 4 hours of music that they're getting on every night. So I guess those are the distinctions of what would call a differentiate this from other tours, other than to say that this is really just an extended building upon from what we've laid down already over the past 16 years since I joined the band.
Speaking of which, the band is known for their, you know, their high energy live performances. I mean, sometimes they're just exhausting to watch, to see you guys like just running around doing all this crazy stuff the entire time. How do you stay in shape? What do you do?
Well, I just finished my yoga routine. that's one of the factors. I mean, we're at an age, you know, we can't fool the revolving of the planet and what time you know will do to you if you're not really you know, despite your best efforts. But we do make our best efforts to keep ourselves as healthy as possible by being well. I happen to be a long time vegetarian, but constantly looking for ways to improve upon that, and eat as healthily as possible, and also to stay in shape is really part of the mandate in a weird way, whereas it wouldn't have been if we were in our 20s, but because, you know, I'm in my 50s, I have to address this body every day, from my voice right down to my ankles, and make sure that everything's kind of as good as it can be. And then a wonderful drug called adrenaline takes over, which kicks in every night right around the time we walk on stage, and seems to elevate, you know, what's possible for a brief period of time, namely the show. And then I pay for those sins the next morning and start all over again.
You said in earlier interviews that, you know, Rick Wakeman of Yes was an early influence on you, on his, like, his live performance, running around with a cape and stuff. Are there any are there any newer musicians out there that you watch live and you're like, oh, I like what they do?
Oh my God, yeah, tons. I mean, the guy from Muse.
Ah,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a black and just. But anyway, he's one. Tim Rice Oxley from Keene, he's another one who I particularly enjoy. But other performers that I like, there are people, oh my God, there are a number. Just trying to go through my quick little Stan, who's really impressed me lately. Even though they've broken up now, I thought that My Chemical Romance was a good band as far as a great concept and everything that they put on stage. Wolf Mother,
yeah.
I like the way that guy performed, the front man of that band, tremendously well. There's a band called The Darkness.
Oh, I love The Darkness, wow.
just tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
What's the front man's name again in that band?
Oh, I don't remember his name, but yeah, I totally get why you would like that.
Mm-hmm. Great performer.
Just
great. I'm endlessly inspired by how people take what's been there and then add all kinds of nuance to it that makes it even greater, you know? Gautier, I went and saw him last year a couple of times.
Wow.
Tremendous show. Really so greatly committed, so talented on stage so there's another one.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned My Chemical Romance, because, I mean, as soon as, you know, your name pops up, I always think of that Criminal Mind video. I love that video. And the lead singer of My Chemical Romance, after the band broke up, he started writing his own comic book. So
yeah.
Is that something that you would ever think about doing, like something creative like that?
Well, I do. I mean, I just see a bit of I don't know if Gerard Way ever knew of Gallen, but I do see an extension of a lot of the things that I was doing in the 80s. I see him doing them and doing them exceedingly well. I did my own cartoon called The Checkmate when I came back as Gallen in 2010 for a series of shows that I did in Canada because of the 25th anniversary of Strange Animal, which is my triple platinum album and number one right in Canada. So I did my own cartoon there, and since that time I've been working on a conceptual album that I won't say too much about, other than to say that it is a conceptual piece that involves all kinds of artwork, etc., that will eventually emerge.
Wow.
And in the last 3 years, all the live shows I've been doing as a solo artist feature some of my own scribbling, along with some great 3D. Artistic renditions and graphics that have been added to my videos from the 80s and the 90s that sort of make the show a visual, there's a strong visual component to the show as well. So, in those ways, I'm forging ahead in that, but at the same time, I happen to be in this mega traditional, legendary band. Six. So that does eat up a lot of time as well, in a very nice way.
You said in earlier interviews that you really didn't want to talk about the legacy of other members and what they did, but you did say that you felt that, like, you know, there's been a number of members of the band and all of them have made their own mark. So considering that, what do you think your mark has been so far over the last 15 years? How do you think you've made the band different?
That's difficult to assess from the inside. I think that, I guess because of YouTube or things like that, I have some points of reference to compare, shall we say. I think that the Cyclorama record, although it's 10 years old now, I think that was I was able to make a strong contribution to every song on that record, and I think that speaks for the, in its own voice. And so I think that's a distinction. The next one would be I see that there's a different energy within the band with my inclusion in it, and I don't quite know how to qualify that or quantify that to any degree, other than to say that there's it's different. And all I can judge is by Tommy, JY, and Chuck, and say that there seems to be more smiles on stage and in the audience, I suppose. So there's something to be said for that. I don't quite know what that is, but I'm hesitant to overemphasize these things because, as I've said, as you pointed out, Patrick, it's really a building upon of all 10 people who've walked planet Earth, who've been members of Styx from the very beginning until this moment. So we really are the culmination of all those efforts. But you know, for people who find it necessary to make comparisons, I think that my own era of the band stands as very much in the live idiom, and what the live show has evolved into. Since my inclusion would be probably the most noticeable impact, and then it's for people to decide whether if they wish to, you know, compare the two eras, which one they may or may not prefer.
Do you think you've satisfied most of your goals in music? I mean, if we could, if we could take you back, you know, like, to the days of the Rheingolds, did you ever think that you would have accomplished everything that you've accomplished to this day?
I'm amazed that you know all this stuff. Well, the fact that you know Rheingold is very impressive, but that's, obviously, Wikipedia. That's what you've been doing, Patrick. Absolutely not. I have not in any manner satisfied my musical goals to this point, and I think on my deathbed, if there is a deathbed, I don't think I will feel that I've satisfied the goals, because that's an ongoing thing. It's like, to me, it's like satisfying how many breaths you've been able to take. There really is no, I really don't have a finite number in mind, and all I can say is that I've managed to have a career where there are, you know, usually a few thousand people standing on their feet at the end of the night, acclaiming what a good time they had, and that makes me feel like, okay, when I start beating myself up tomorrow morning about you haven't done this and you haven't done that, you better start writing something decent starting today. You know, I'll give myself a little break and say, well, for 40 years I've seen, you know, at first a couple of hundred people, then a few thousand people, then a lot of thousand people, and then, you know, a great multitude of humanity seems to have enjoyed my modest contribution to what music does to people's lives.
Are there any things, like, away from music that you look at that you'd really like to accomplish?
Well, it used to be. You know, I love, thinking of myself as someone who could have been a hockey player. Since you're in New York, you'll understand the beauty of that at the moment. Since you guys are in a very good spot, you might win the cup.
It's sad, though, because I'm an Islander fan, so.
You see, that's the wonderful distinction in a city like New York, where mm-hmm. you can divide your loyalties along club lines rather than the city itself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But never. I would never root for the Rangers, ever.
It's great. So you want the Kings to win this thing, and you were happy with the overtime the other night.
Absolutely. And, the Kings are a lot of fun to watch. They got four lines that can hit. You know, they do a lot of things. So, absolutely.
You're in Brooklyn, the new home of the Islanders.
Yes.
So, you definitely would be. You'd feel like a horrible traitor to go over to that distant land that's about half a mile away and support that team. I understand perfectly.
It's sad too. I mean, my wife's a Ranger fan too, so you could just imagine the
you're in for a tough couple of weeks there, pal.
Yes, absolutely.
All of your own doing.
Absolutely.
When I think of other things I could have been, they all relate back to music. I mean, I love hockey. I love skating. I love the speed and the beauty of the game. But it's and this might be a stretch, but it relates back to how it helps me make music. You know,
mm-hmm.
like anyone, I still have quiet, unspoken notions of being a superhero at some point. You know, using the cape more than just playing keyboard. but let's get off the psychedelic trip that I'm on at the moment. and, and say, let's be real and acknowledge that it really is through musical that pursuits that I'm able to kind of enjoy these whimsical daydreams that's really all they are. You know, I really am badly underqualified to do really anything else. I mean, I can make a pretty good cappuccino, so I guess Starbucks may be in my future, but not yet. And then again, that's another job where you wear a cape. You just turn around the other way, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, last question from me. If we had to give, like, one reason why someone should come out and see you guys play at this tour, what do you think it would be?
Well, the simple answer is you're going to have a fantastic time. A rock concert is the greatest form of entertainment that I've experienced in my life, and we have built this show on the belief that it is the greatest form of entertainment, and you're going to get your money's worth, and you're going to get a great feeling of you're going to get a great feeling of satisfaction from seeing the show. You know, if even Mick Jagger could find satisfaction at this show, that's right. No, I think that in a more serious way to answer that is that we're now at a point where rock music was the giant musical statement of the last half of the 20th century, and there are only approximately a dozen classic rock bands still touring at the level that Styx do. So it's something to behold that this is a band that form of entertainment of the arena rock was forged by bands of this of that era, and to still be doing that at such a level as we are is something worth witnessing if you happen to love rock music, you know, and classic rock in particular. And that's really what's being celebrated up on that stage, just how much it's impacted people's lives and how much we still are engaged in that. And, you know, not simply going through the motions of trying to, you know, raise a tired old flag one more time. It's not that at all. It really is it's the absolute opposite of that. We're embracing it and enjoying it, and celebrating it, probably more than it ever has been. So that's what people will witness.